Okay, I'm here with Denise, who's the graduate research assistant with the Prevention Research Center in the School of Public Health. And I wanted to ask Denise a couple questions about technology and the work she does. So, first, Denise, could you describe, like, the goal of the PRC, or Prevention Research Center, and how you use technology, if you do, to help achieve that goal?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the purpose of the Prevention Research Center is 1 year old right now. We received an award from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to start up a center that focuses on reducing health disparities in the region, which is Prince George's County. And the theme for reducing health disparities is to work across borders in order to reduce health disparities through collaboration and other means. The approach that the center uses to do research is community-based participatory research. So everything that we are doing, we are trying to get, everything we do is driven by the community. So we have several community advisory groups that we work with, and technology comes into play in communicating most often, communication with all these different groups and entities that make up the Prevention Research Center and that influence the work that we do. Technology is integral to communicating with them. And also, we use technology to promote the work that we do through the internet or through blogs. Actually, the School of Public Health has a Healthy Turtle blog where they promote the work that we do. And, you know, if we have a community event, they'll post pictures or video to show the community what we're doing and that we are involved. Cool. The pilot research project for the center is on STD prevention. So one of our community advisory groups is the Sexually Transmitted Infection Community Coalition. And they use a lot of technology. They have a Facebook group that they use to communicate with their members. They have a website called GroupSite that is used for coalition members to post documents and work on committees together and communicate with each other. And how else? Email. We use, you know, I don't know if email, if you're including that in technology, but most of the communication is via email. I can go on and on.
That's great. That's what I was looking for. But also, do you think there are any disadvantages to using technology? Like, do you feel like maybe it has some limitations?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, we did a series of focus groups on this topic a little bit. So one of the goals for the pilot research was to improve communication between coalition members and between the community and other governments that work on STD prevention in the region. And we proposed a technology solution for this communication problem. We were going to create a system. Well, we're still kind of thinking about it. It's sort of an online system to communicate with people. Anyway, but we concept tested that idea in the focus groups and found that a lot of the community-based organizations that do work with clients who are HIV positive or clients who are, you know, in need of testing services or counseling services or educational services, a lot of those organizations are on the road a lot, and they are, you know, they're not sitting at a computer all day. So if their means of communicating with government or the university or organizations is through the computer, you know, we were thinking like using a chat feature or, you know, an online site. If that mm-hmm. was the case, then, you know, they wouldn't really use it so much because they're mostly communicating through their phone by calling people.
Yeah.
However, they did, you know, at the time we did the focus group, not every, you know, we have mobile technology and internet on the phones right now, but not everybody has those smartphones
right
at this time. But a lot of people did say that since it seems like, you know, people are moving in that direction with technology, that if we had some of this web technology we're talking about, if we could make it available mobily, like through the phone, and that would be the most ideal situation for having people communicate or improving communication problems.
So. Cool. Well, thank you very much, Denise, for answering my questions.